Pretty good. Sean, how about you?
It's been a long time, my friend. I'm doing good.
You are so handsome.
Oh, right back at you. Right back at you. You just went to the top of my Christmas card
list. Thank you.
Let's talk about Golden Ring, the story of George and Tammy. There's so many people who may think that this is a concert. You're going to the Jubilee to see a concert, but it's so much more than that. Actually, it's probably more so a storytelling than it is a concert.
It is, yeah. And we get a lot of people, you know, saying like, well, you shouldn't be doing a tribute to George and there's only one George, or, you know, and you think about somebody dressed up and trying to imitate him, but it's not. It's you're right. It's the story of George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Not imitated, not a Halloween show, not someone trying to be it. We've got Dwayne Steele and the Alberta Music Country Music Hall of Fame and Andrea House, a award-winning singer-songwriter. They vibe them, but you're right. Most importantly, it's the story, this incredible, incredible story of George Jones and Tammy Wynette that is so... heartbreaking and heartwarming.
There's a love story there.
Yeah, and there's a hate story there.
Yeah, there's a big hate story there. Yeah,
and, there's redemption, and it's such a incredible story that I'm so happy to tell and to keep alive and, you know, to celebrate, this country music's, I don't know, power couple, really, is who they were.
This is the stuff, and we were talking off air about this, that I grew up on. And if mom and dad ever had a tiff, dad would go to one end of the house and he'd play the Beach Boys. And mom would go into her room where she had a little record player and she'd play Tammy Wynette. And 9 times out of 10, it was D-I-V-O-R-C-E. And dad was playing the Beach Boys. I get around down at the far end and I'd be thinking, huh, are they trying to say something to each other here or what? But that's what that music was back then, was there was real stories in the music.
Well, you're right. I mean, the storytelling of what was really relatable to people was, and I mean that your story is maybe a little bit too close, but yeah, you're right though. You're right, but you think about it and you think about, you know, you listen to D-I-V-O-R-C, but even better, let's say you listen to He Stopped Loving Her Today, and George Jones I think took 50 takes on that, and it was so heartbreaking because surprisingly George was drunk. And they had to bring Tammy to sort of try to keep them together. But you feel that, you know, that ache and that heartbreak. And when they do the famous duet Golden Ring, that was just over a year before they actually were divorced and coming back and doing that duet and recording it and singing it. And I think for George and Tammy, what resonated is that they were living through, like, their songs were their life, right? And so when they sang about it, it was what they were experiencing as well. And I feel there's not as many artists, country artists today that are doing that, right?
Nobody's doing that.
You could hear their lives being played out on the radio, true. And it was, you're right, before the internet and before anything, you could feel it. And it was a really interesting time. I mean, it was funny because when George Jones died, I think the obituary in the New York Times is like, you know, George Jones dead. His life is a country song.
Yeah, like, and we knew it all already. We did. There was nothing to learn.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even, you know, one of the ones that, we end the show with George's song Choices. And I was just telling someone the other day, you know, I said, like, if I would have talked to George 20 years ago and said, hey, George, one day I want to write a song about, you know, or a show about your life. Could you just write one song that we could play at the end that would sum up everything about,
sure,
you know,
be 365 days long.
Right. But Choices is pretty good. You know, living and dying with the choices that he made is like, it just sort of sums up. You know, he made a lot of bad choices in his life, reconciled them, made a lot of good choices and everything. But at the end, you know, just sort of living through that sort of no regrets and the redemption and finding, you know, some spirituality and everything. It's just, it's a really, like, you know, the show, it's funny in some parts. Some of the stories are funny. Maybe, I don't know why I laugh when, you know, George, when Tammy had enough with George's drinking, famously took his keys away so he couldn't go to the liquor store. And so he took the garden tractor and drove it, right? I mean,
I hear that story played in my head all the time. It's such a great story, though.
It's, you know, we laugh at it. Maybe we shouldn't when you think about it now. But, you know, but you think about, you know, George meeting, apparently, his last, his last wife, Nancy, feels like George's last words were him talking to God. Like, you know, and so, you know, there's emotion. There's, like I said, there's heartache and there's heartbreak and there's celebration and there's a lot of drinking stories and even Tammy, you know, going through her demons and stuff as well. But this love that they, this everlasting love they had, and you talk about, you know, the Beach Boys and Tammy Wynette and the pair, but there's underneath it all, we can understand it. That love that, you know, that never goes away.
So the show goes June 11th at the Jubilee Auditorium. We were talking again off air that this is an affordable show. Like, this isn't going to break your bank, and you're going to have a great time.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, people were saying, like, I got my tickets to see Kiss, $800 or whatever, right?
Imagine?
You know, and people are breaking the Ticketmaster system to see Taylor Swift for thousands, right? You know, so, yeah, our tickets start at $39 at the Jubilee. And to see the... to see this, you know, award-winning performers and this story, and like, it is an award-winning band that's playing it, live music, great stories, and a walk down, you know, memory lane. Hopefully you'll learn a little bit. And like I said, I think it's with the stories sort of connecting the songs, and the songs themselves tell the story, and sort of having that sort of done to sort of revisit it. Like I said, at no point are we trying to imitate George and Tammy, but we're trying to celebrate them. And I feel like, you know, when you see people, you know, when you look out, I sneak and look around the curtain and see people crying, you know that it's certainly it's there, right?
June 11th at the Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton. Tickets through Ticketmaster?
Yep. And, you know, you can't, the Jubilee, get a nice comfy seat. It's a matinee show, 2 p.m.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's great. So we're really looking forward to it.
And it's a great place to see a show. Graham, thanks for coming in, buddy. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.